사랑하는 성도 여러분,
Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, all saints from the branch churches and the local sanctuaries, GCN viewers and all children of God who attend the worship online. This is the 52nd lecture on Genesis. Adam lived in the Garden of Eden, giving birth to his descendants for countless years. And he ruled over the Garden of Eden and the earth with God-given authority, wisdom, and power. Adam had to take an aircraft to come to the earth. It was because there's an area where the time flow stops between the second and the first heaven. This area is the buffer zone between the second and the first heaven. Both the heavens have a different time flows, but as Adam passed through this buffer zone, he didn't feel the difference. Without this buffer zone, Adam, who had the bones and the skin, could have felt the difference of both the heavens severely. If you fly here from another side of the earth, you will experience the jet lag for a while. If there was no buffer zone between the second heaven, whenever Adam flew to and from the earth, he would feel the time difference directly. However, when passing through the space where the flow of the time was stopped, you are able to immediately adapt to where you are. Furthermore, he could fly to the earth instantly through the space. By the way, I explained before that angels of the third heavens travel instantly to the earth through this area where the time flow stops. In fact, the time flow difference doesn't matter to those who consist of only spirits without flashes such as angels, Satan, and the devils. Therefore, the spirits only being doesn't actually need to pass through the area where the time flow stops. Instead, they travel to earth through the designated spiritual passageways. Just as there are paths for the ship in the vast oceans and a path for airplanes in the sky, there are paths in the spiritual world as well. From time to time, the evil spirits and the spirits that belong to God come from each other in this passageway. Then it's time for the spiritual warfare to break out. In Daniel chapter 10, 13-14, Archangel Gabriel appeared before Daniel and delivered the answer of God to him. It reads, "But the prince of the kingdom of the Persia was withstanding me for 21 days. Then, behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left there with the kings of Persia. Now I've come to give you an understanding about what will happen to your people in the latter days, for the vision pertains to the days yet future. It what happens to you people in the latter days means the time when we live in today." Here the prince of the kingdom of Persia refers to the king of Persia, but also the evil spirits in the spiritual sense. This evil spirit was withstanding the archangel Gabriel in a way of the spiritual realm. As Daniel continued to pray by faith without changing and fulfill the proper measures according to the justice, the evil spirits couldn't stop the archangel Gabriel anymore. Daniel prayed for the 21 days, and that's why he received the help from the archangel Michael in the spiritual battle, and won the battle and came down with this answer. Your prayers will also be answered differently depending on how you offer them to God with the faith and the love. Praying is never something you are forced to do. It's not something you do while worrying about what other things. You have to pray willingly. Surely desiring to pray to the Father God with all your heart. It's not something you do because you are a servant of God or a church employee. Prayer is something you do voluntarily to strengthen your relationship with God. Then God sent Archangel Michael to defeat the evil spirits. When you pray like this, you can defeat the enemy devil and his forces that interferes with you so that you can receive the answers. If your prayer is not centered, if you repeat it yourself, or if you have distracting thoughts, the enemy devil will interfere with your prayer and it will not reach heaven. Therefore, prayer should not be interfered with. Lucifer and the evil spirits interfere with the works of God with the authority of the darkness during the period of human cultivation when the necessary measure to receive answer is fulfilled according to the justice. They cannot interfere any longer. The same spiritual law still applies today. If the passageways of the spiritual realm are wide open between you and God the Father, you can receive the answer, so no matter what you ask for. If you satisfy the requirements to receive the answers according to the justice, the enemy devil and the Satan cannot interfere with you. I already explained about the seven conditions to receive the answers to your prayer during the seven spirits sermon. They are faith, joy, prayer, thanksgiving, and the law of mindedness, faithfulness, and the love. When you pray, you can see whether people pray with a faith or with a joy by looking at the faces of those who pray. If you really believe and pray, you will be thankful. Thank you. You will be thankful. What makes you do this? Because you believe that you have been answered already, you will be thankful. If you pray with a worry and a difficulty, thinking about the circumstances, the trials, and the tribulations, then it's not a prayer of a faith. It's not a prayer of thanks. The prayer cannot pull down any answers from above. In addition, the prayer that receives answers are those who are said with a royalty, love, and the keeping God's commandments. Also, the size of the depth of the response varies depending on the level of faith. When you feel the amount of your faith in the prayer, the answer will come down through the spiritual pathway. If you fulfill the condition and amount of the proper prayer, you will definitely receive the answer without fail. And please pray, believing that you've already received the answers. You can pray with a joy because you believe that your prayers have already been answered. Add a royalty and love to that, that you can pray a prayer that satisfies the seven spirits. I hope that you can make the best use of this spiritual law and receive the answers to whatever you ask. Unlike the angels that consist of only spirit, Adam, who was the living being, couldn't fly, and thus he had to take an aircraft to come to the earth. I said the aircraft was what is now known as a UFO, which are observed frequently today. Let me introduce a report made by the utopia.com, which is a news site located in the state. Quite a number of the UFO observations were reported throughout the wild globe, and it makes the scientists nervous. Why do people get anxious when they think about UFOs? Actually, there's nothing to worry about, but people are anxious because they now acknowledge the existence of UFOs and that their technology is much more advanced than our science. only a few people observed UFOs in the past, but it has changed recently. UFO appears before the eyes of the hundreds or thousands of the people, and it was impossible for the government to make up the story. The biggest sensation so far this year was the UFO, which appeared in China. Due to this UFO, the Chinese government shut down the airport in the city and prohibited all the airplanes from landing and taking off, still not providing the clear explanation about it. It was for real. Airports were closed due to the UFO sighting. A few hours before the airport was shut down, the citizens observed the gigantic, luminous body and they were terrified. The UK is another country where the appearance of a UFO is frequent. In a city of the UK, people observed the triangular UFO circling over a residential area. This triangular UFO was also observed in the sky of the Virgins in 1990s. At the time, fighter planes made a sorry due to this UFO's strange shape. UN officially appointed as an alien UFO ambassador. This UFO ambassador has to the first one to greet as an alien visit the Earth. Majlan Othman, a Malaysian astronomer, became the first UN official UFO ambassador. As you can see, the existence of the UFO cannot be denied anymore. However, people who do not believe in existence of UFOs refuse to believe it, saying that people are mistaken no matter how much the news reported. Since the people of the world cannot identify it, they call the UFO, but we do know. It's the aircraft that the people in the Garden of Eden takes to come to the earth. By this aircraft, Adam made frequent travels to the earth. Whenever Adam came to the earth, he found a beautiful spot and stayed there. His favorite place was the Nile River area of today. The Nile River is closely related to Gihon River, the second of the four rivers on the earth which originated from the waters of Eden. As a long time went by, the God made the Gihon met with other tributaries and becomes a Nile River. The size of the river becomes bigger and becomes more beautiful. This Nile River seems very beautiful to eyes of the Adam. Its beauty didn't fall behind the look of the rivers in the Garden of Eden, and thus Adam was satisfied with it. Adam liked to visit the Nile River area. The Nile River area was like a summer home to Adam. It was a place where Adam could stop and take a rest. Now, some of you may have a question about this. The Garden of Eden is a much better place than the earth. But why did Adam like the Nile River on this earth? By the time the earth was well maintained as God created, and thus it was much more beautiful than as it is now. Adam could receive the impression from the earth that was different from the Garden of Eden. Especially the big and strong Nile River fascinated Adam's heart. Besides, the earth was a physical motherland to Adam. It's because God created Adam from the dust of the ground in earth. Since Adam knew this fact, Adam cherished the earth very much, even though he lived in the Garden of Eden. Some of you left your hometown where you were born and grew up a long time ago. For some reason, the hometown brings an easy feeling to you. As you think of the hometown, you feel peaceful and happy. You feel like the hometown will welcome you anytime you visit it. To Adam, the earth was a place that had such impressions on him. Therefore, Adam frequently visited the earth and ruled over it, the Kippeh, with a God-given authority. One day, Adam had a plan to construct a building on earth to symbolize his authority. He wanted to construct a unique building which could show the earth is a territory in his favorite place, the Nile River area. However, his plan couldn't be carried out immediately due to a major incident that took place in the Garden of Eden. I will explain about the incident in the next lecture. Dear brothers and sisters, using the God-given authority and the wisdom, Adam ruled and kept the Garden of Eden and the earth well. God commanded Adam to subdue, rule, and govern, and he gave him that authority. Then was it Adam alone who managed and ruled over such a vast area? Even a leader of a small group has so many things to take care of. That's why there are different departments that help the leader and there are workers in the departments. It was not just Adam alone who was busy. God gave us special beings that were suitable for Adam's authority to help Adam. They were the cherubim. I already gave you a detailed explanation about the cherubim in Revelation Lecture 15, and so I will briefly explain them. The spiritual beings that God governed can be categorized into two, angels and the cherubim. Angels have almost the same appearance of a man, but they have wings. Unlike angels, cherubim have a look of animals, and they are varied in form. Some cherubims have a face of a man and the body of an animal. You can see the statues of animals with human faces in Greece. Just as there are many different kinds of animals on the land, there are many different cherubim. It shows how many various creations God the Father can create. It also shows how infinite His power of creations can be. In other words, the existence of a cherubim shows that God the Father's power and divinity is so great and vast. Even though both angels and the cherubims are all governed by God, their roles are different. Angels minister to God and they also sing praises and dance. The rule of angels is to serve God, praise Him, dance, serve God's children, and care for the places in heaven. Also, each person is assigned an angel who records all the person's actions and the words. Therefore, your prayers are heard and recorded by the assigned angel. Also, in the future, your heavenly home will be well maintained by the angels and prepared to receive you. And when you arrive in heaven, they will greet you and say, "Master, I've made your home beautiful and clean." Angels will welcome you as your servant. When you go to that house, the things you've praised and dedicated to God on this earth will be represented as decorations and rewards, and will become a source of the eternal pride. And they are all your pride. In this way, the angels are taking care of the things you have planted for God on the earth and have received rewards for. In contrast, the cherubim is mainly responsible for guard and escort. There's also hierarchy and order in the world of the cherubim, and the highest ranking ones that guard the Trinity God. Let me explain about the angels more. God's children are given guardian angels. They guard and serve God's children. But there are certainly Christians who do not have guardian angels. When you receive the Holy Spirit, an angel is assigned to you. God gives you one to guard. Because you have become a son of a daughter of God, that is, your name is recorded in the book of the life with the information such as the date, what church, and by who you were led. It's recorded that you've received the Holy Spirit and become a son and daughter of God. Then an angel comes and serves you. But there are cases where the angel leaves. It's also in you. When does he leave? When you do the works of the flesh, it's a death. It's a death according to the Bible. When your guardian angel leaves you, it means you are disconnected from God, and that angels turns away from you. Even though you are already attending church, your name has been erased from the book of life because you are doing the works of the flesh that lead to death, and because you are no longer a child of God. Your guardian angel has left you. In this situation, you no longer feel the fullness of the Holy Spirit, and the enemy devil controls your thoughts because the guidance angel is not by your side. Going back to the explanation of the cherubim, they also have an order in the hierarchy, and there's a cherubim of the highest ranking, which is the four living creatures that escort the God Trinity. Other cherubims that are in lower ranks are usually in charge of the guarding. There are records in the Bible about the cherubim that guards of the Eden of Eden. Genesis chapter 3, 24 says, "So he drove the men out, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he stationed the cherubim and the flaming sword, which turning every direction to guard the way to the tree of life." Adam ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of the good and evil, and disobeyed God, and was expelled from the Garden of Eden. After Adam sinned, God the Father drove them out of the Garden of Eden, and he stationed cherubim on guard at the east of the Garden of Eden. To be more specific, he made the cherubims to guard the way to the tree of life from which the fruit of life is born. In the Bible, the record about the cherubims in the Garden of Eden appear after Adam committed a sin. However, cherubim were already there in the Garden of Eden. The cherubim escorted Adam and guarded the Garden of Eden. The east side of the Garden of Eden adjoins the domain of darkness. Lucifer and the evil spirits always look for the chance to tempt the people in the Garden of Eden. Therefore, God sent the cherubims to the Garden of Eden to help Adam. How could Adam alone guard such as a vast place, an endlessly vast place? Numerous cherubim came to guard in the Garden of Eden and to guard Adam and to fulfill all duties given to them. In addition, some of the cherubims always escorted Adam. Adam was the head who ruled over the Garden of Eden and the earth. The cherubim were sent to escort Adam, suitable for Adam's position and authority. A long time ago, when a king went somewhere, there were many people who escorted and followed the king. If the Queen Shi Huangs of China went out, not only his escort soldiers, but also his subjects, a huge crowd followed him. It was an enormous length. The king's sedan chair or chariot was big and splendid, and even the soldiers that escorted the king exuded dignity and authority. Imagine a king who was riding on a horse all by himself. Don't you think he would look shabby? Likewise, the dignity and the glory of the king may differ when he is escorted or when he is not. That's why God sent the cherubim to escort Adam. When Adam visited the earth, the cherubim followed him and escorted him. We can feel how special God's consideration for Adam was. However, God the Father's consideration for Adam didn't stop here. He had another special present for Adam. He created the animals that resembled the cherubim and gave them to Adam. They were the dinosaurs. All the animals and the plants which were created on the earth could also be found in the Garden of Eden. However, dinosaurs were found only in the Garden of Eden. There was no on the earth. When God created the plants and animals on earth, He used the ground and the water of the earth as materials. As God spoke words in His voice, they were created as two blueprints. I will give you a detailed explanation about the creation process of plants and animals as we get to Genesis chapter 2, 19. By the way, dinosaurs were not created from the earth, but it was a ground of the Garden of Eden. Adam was made from the dust of the earth, but the dinosaurs were made from the dust of the Garden of Eden, not from this earth. So, dinosaur is kind of a special made from the ground of a Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden is the middle dimensions between the spirits and the flesh. It has a ground and the waters like the earth. Therefore, Noah's great flood. So all waters from the Garden of Eden and covered all mountains on the earth. Therefore, dinosaurs which were made from the ground of the Garden of Eden were the animals that had bones and the skin. Since they were created from the material that belongs to the second heaven, their consistence were different from the animals of the earth. As you examine the dinosaur's fossil, you can find a very interesting fact. According to the study of their bone, people found that they had a very strong bone structure. There are many large and diverse types of animals on the this land, but it's not easy to find their fossils. But why are dinosaur fossils distributed all over the world? All over the world. Just this alone should make you question it. If dinosaur scientists or researchers really listen to this sermon, believe it, and do research again, it will be proven that the previous research result on dinosaurs were wrong. What I explain is so well-founded. Dinosaurs were not created on the earth, but they were originally created in the Garden of Eden of the second heaven. They were special pets that God gave to Adam. The earth is a physical place with limits, but the Garden of Eden is an endless and a vast place. That's why God created the dinosaur of such a huge size. So although the things in the Garden of Eden are similar in shape and appearance to those on the earth, they are all much larger, including fruits. Everything is bigger. Of course, God created a various kind of a dinosaur in different sizes and shapes. There were normal sizes dinosaur, but most of them were quite large. The original look of the dinosaur that God created is much different from what you know today. Originally, dinosaurs looked very beautiful and they were lovely. After they were driven out from the Garden of Eden to the earth, they transformed to look hideous. Lucifer was the prettiest angel among all angels. But when she was cursed and cast down to the second heaven where she had power, she became hideous. Among them, there were some dinosaurs that were not fully transformed. As a result, the fossil of some colorful dinosaurs were found. Colorful dinosaur, a dinosaur with less deformations, a dinosaur with a color. Made by some British scientists was reported by the Hanguk-ilbo and the Chinese newspapers. The study said that dinosaurs known to have only gray color may have had a fancy look with feathers in orange and white colors. Dinosaur always stayed by Adam and gave joy and pleasure to him. They played with Adam and he rode on their backs when he moved from the one place to another. When Adam rode on the back of the dinosaur, he had a different kind of fun and enjoyment than riding on a UFO. The more diverse the ride, the more fun you have. When riding an airplane, a car, horse, or cow, the fun is different. It's fun to ride the horse or cow. Moreover, dinosaurs could communicate with Adam. Since they were gentle and simple in the characteristics, they obeyed Adam well. However, the dinosaurs were not wise enough to fathom Adam's hurt. They were just lovely animals that gave a simple joy and a pleasure to Adam. Dinosaurs spent a long period of time with Adam in the Garden of Eden. They multiplied and increased in numbers. Since the Garden of Eden is far bigger than the earth, it was not a problem when the number of the dinosaurs increased. However, an incident broke out so that all dinosaurs were driven out to the earth. It will be explained in the next lecture. Let me conclude it today. In this lecture, I first explained that there are passageways and corridors to spiritual realm from this earth. When you are properly qualified according to the justice, God gave answers to your prayer through these passages ways. I also told you about the reason why Adam frequently visited the earth and mentioned about his favorite place. The area he liked was not as desolated as it's now, but rather that was covered with a forest and was beautiful. At the time when Adam came and went, the Nile River Valley was so beautiful. There were also many forests. The Middle East is a desert region, and there's a lot of oil. How is the oil produced? Just by looking at the oil, you can tell that there were a lot of forests for a very long time, right? I also explained about the cherubim that escorted Adam and that guard the Garden of Eden. I told you as well a little bit about the dinosaurs, which were the gift and the God gave to God, Adam. In this history about mankind, how many people do you think have known these spiritual facts? You are listening to the facts that nobody could know unless God explained it. It's a great benefit to you if you know the spiritual realm. The life of a faith that is lived knowing the spiritual world is on a different level from the life that is lived without knowing it. And many of these things can become lessons to you. May you long for this Genesis lecture and quickly accomplish the spread and the whole spread. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.